This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Mark Cox. Kim on a whim.
How much power do you think your HOA, assuming you have one, how much power should they have when it comes to what you can and cannot do with your home?
Well, most of them are busybodies who have nothing better to do. Other than that, a reasonable amount. So in other words, I understand why you have a homeowner association to maintain certain standards, because there are nuisance neighbors.
Absolutely.
Where it gets overboard is when you put a sign in your front yard in support of a particular political candidate, and somebody down the street who doesn't like that candidate thinks they have the right to come and tell you, you can't do that.
Personal story for you,
but
right?
Go ahead, please.
It did happen to you, right? And then you found a way to put it in the window or something?
But it is in the rules, so you have to follow the rules, right? I think it's a ridiculous rule and stomps on your First Amendment rights, mm-hmm. but that was written into the rules in my new neighborhood.
I can understand not filling your yard with 50 signs say Donald Trump, but just one sign that's, right. let me call it tasteful. I don't get why that's a huge deal. I know HOAs where...
It wasn't even a Trump sign.
Oh, I thought it was.
No. It was a sign against Amendment 3.
Oh, okay.
That made some liberal angry, and they didn't want that done.
Probably complained about it.
But to your point, I think HOAs do have a role because they decide what kind of fencing you can have so that somebody doesn't come in and wreck your neighborhood with hurricane fencing in the front yard because they want to let their dog out front. I mean, that ruins the look of the neighborhood for everybody.
Yes.
So I think you never move into a neighborhood not knowing that there's an HOA. So it's never going to be a surprise.
Well, I agree that there's a place for HOAs, and in many cases they are necessary. Some neighborhoods don't have them at all, or they're very lax.
Yeah.
I know an HOA where you can't even have a fence. It's not even that they try to dictate what kind of fence. You just can't even put up a fence altogether, which I think
is... in the front?
In the back. Anywhere.
In the back.
It's crazy. I think that's crazy.
That is a little crazy.
That's a little bit ridiculous. That seems like a power trip to me. And I wouldn't like that because, I mean, think about this. When you're looking to buy a home in a particular neighborhood, one of the questions that you would typically ask or should ask would be about the HOA and what the fees entail. But, I mean, how many people... I'm trying to remember if we read word for word what our HOA rules were, because that might be enough of a deterrent. If you don't like some of the things that they're trying to do.
Well, it's like getting married. Don't marry somebody because you think you can change them.
That's true.
Don't do it. Don't if you look at the HOA and it's got a rule in there you don't like, don't say, "All right, screw it. I'm going to go ahead and move in anyway I'll work
it.
To change the rule." It's tough to alter HOAs. It usually takes like a two-thirds vote of the homeowners in an HOA. Then you have to go to the county in which the HOA was filed or the city, and you have to petition the city to accept the changes. It's not easy to so you got to know that in advance.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's
tell me what you think about this situation. This is out of Arizona, where there's this new HOA management company that is controlling this neighborhood, and they were challenging a woman who, she said she was just displaying patriotism for Memorial Day. Her brother, Sergeant John Kyle Daggett, was killed in action back in May of 2008 when he was just 21 years old. So every year around Memorial Day, she puts up flags and banners and other things around her front yard in honor of her brother. And one of the things that she puts up is this, it's like a magnetic poster that has a picture of her brother, and it says something like, "Freedom is not free." Well, what happened was she ended up with this new HOA management company. She ended up getting a letter before Memorial Day saying that the poster that she had put up on her garage was considered a nuisance. Listen to her talking about this.
Put it in comparison with dead plants and dead trees and bushes, and it was kind of offensive to have it be in this, you know, comparison of what they're calling a nuisance.
And she was told to take it down. So she fought it, and they ended up trying to come back and say, oh, we weren't trying to be offensive and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I guess this HOA says the decorations can go up 30 days before a holiday and then must be taken down 10 days after. Okay. I guess that's probably standard for an HOA where they would dictate how long you can have your decorations up.
They dictate how long you can have your RV parked in a driveway.
Yeah, I know that.
That's
very different,
well,
though.
But they dictate, like, they do dictate terms of a length. Like, yeah, if you're going to have decorations up. In other words, I just out of interest, I wonder if just above this lady's sign, she still had her Christmas lights up.
No, I didn't see that. There's video.
So I'm just saying, I mean, oftentimes you'll find that when an HOA ends up having to approach somebody, it's part of a bigger issue than just that particular thing that they're doing at the moment. In some cases, not in all cases, but I just wondered. Yeah, I think that's kind of ridiculous. The allegation wasn't that she was leaving this up all year round?
No, they just didn't like it. She had been actually fined $500 for this poster when it was a previous management company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
that was running the HOA, but there was some online petition that had started in support of her, and then she ended up being allowed to keep the display up for other holidays. So
good.
Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, she'll put up all of these things again. Some of her neighbors were talking to these reporters, and they're saying, hey, I love it. Actually, I gave her a flag that to me is patriotic, and I would support her leaving that up year-round. Is it different because it relates to, in this case, her brother who served our country and was killed.
I mean, and that's the thing about it that I learned it in a previous address, because I ended up stupidly getting elected to the board for my HOA, and the problem is some rules are enforced and some aren't, and for years in this neighborhood, certain rules weren't enforced, and then a new group of people came on the board and they tried to enforce a rule that had not, that other people had already violated. It dealt with where your fence can, it's not supposed to come past the back of your house. Like the fence line should be even with the back of your house. It shouldn't like wrap around the side of your house. And some people wanted it to wrap around the side of their house because they had a door there and they wouldn't let the dog in and out. If it's muddy, they wanted to let him in and out of the garage. And basically, according to the rules, you can't do that. Well, the problem was that rule had never been enforced. And probably a third of the houses in the neighborhood had already defied the rule. So the new person said, if you enforce this on me, I'll sue you. Mm-hmm. Well, if you sue an HOA, you're effectively suing yourself, because everybody who's a member of the HOA would have to pay any penalty assessed against the HOA.
Oh, I would be so irritated about that.
Oh, I know. It's just the whole thing gets crazy sometimes, is my point.
But don't you feel like some people are nitpicking? It's like they're excited about the power they have, and they're just looking for any way to feel important.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm going to enforce this. You can't. Speaking to that situation, you can't do that. You can't allow some people to do it, and then all of a sudden, you decide, now we're going to enforce it.
And you know where that's the worst? I just got to say it. There's probably some examples around here. It's the worst the worst example of it I saw was the condo association that my mother belonged to in Florida, because you had six people on there that had lived in the building for 30 years, and they were going to do things their way no matter what, and they would raise the assessment every year by $100, so it was up to like $700 or $800 a month for the assessment, and they had very strict pool rules because they were all ancient and they didn't want a bunch of kids in the pool bothering them.
That's just dumb.
It's just nitpicky stuff like annoying. That drives you crazy.
I'd want to vote these clowns out.
But they've been there so long, people just kept voting for them.
That's ridiculous. And that's the problem. A lot of people don't want to be on the HOA because you don't want to deal with this nonsense. That's
exactly
the hardest part of, not that I'm a manager, but that is the hardest part of managing, right, is dealing with the people.
Watch what you ask for. I'm just saying.
I would not want to serve on our HOA. I mean,
no.
We had a neighbor who, I think it's a rental home, which obviously we support that. But they had left the grass was like a jungle. I was waiting to see like an anaconda that would just crawl. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was an eyesore in the neighborhood. Finally, they cut it. And I was almost at the point. I did not want to be that person. But it had been going on for probably weeks where it just looked ridiculous. And I was very close to emailing the HOA president and just being like, hey, just was trying to see if there was anything being done about this. But clearly somebody must have said something because they rented it out, because the grass all of a sudden the other week was mowed.
Well, the you're right. The problem is when it gets to be nitpicky.
Yes.
When I was a reporter in South Carolina, where personal property rights were like the number one item for most people in South Carolina. Like, they did not like zoning laws at all. If you wanted to put a purple mobile home on your property right up against the street, and the guy next door had $1 million home they just built with nice landscaping, it didn't matter. They did not want zoning laws preventing them from doing whatever they wanted on their own property. So if a zoning issue came up on the county board agenda for that night, the room would be packed with people, right? But if something serious, like, I don't know, a tax increase or something like that came up, there was nobody there. Nobody'd show up. But those zoning issues always brought them out.
Think if your neighbor put like a 15-foot tall weird statue in their front yard. I would not like that.
Because that can
affect your property value.
Exactly.
If people look and they see that next to your home.
So there's a place for it, a place and a time. All right, we'll be back here in just a second. We'll talk a little bit more about that abortion bill decision yesterday handed down by the Missouri Supreme Court. We'll be right back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.